Harper Audio presents Death in Shanghai by M.J. Lee, read by Hugh Kermode. February 22, 1928, the 31st day of the Year of the Earth Dragon. Chapter 1. In the middle of Suchao Creek is a sandbank known by the locals as the Beach of Dead Babies. On a bright, cold Shanghai morning, there were no dead babies lying on it, just a dead blonde. Inspector Danilov stamped his feet on the cobblestones of the bank, trying to force some life into his cold toes. He pulled his old coat around his thin body and searched its pockets for his tobacco tin. Blowing some warm air on his fingers, he opened the tin and rolled a cigarette with one hand. The first breaths of smoke choked his lungs, producing a series of deep, barking coughs, like the alarm cries of a deer. A spit of black tar filled his mouth, the remains of the opium he had smoked the night before. He spat it out and watched it land in the mud at the edge of the creek before it was swallowed by the lapping grey waters. His colleague, Charles Meeker, the district inspector from Hongqiu, walked to the middle of Zapu Bridge, scanning the area as if getting his bearings. At the centre of the bridge, Mika located the position of the blonde stretched out on the sandbank. From a pocket, he produced a linen measuring tape and laid this along the stone parapet of the bridge. After an age of measuring, a smug smile spread across his pale face.
"I believe it's one of yours. It's on your side," he shouted.
Then he rolled up the measuring tape and put it back inside his jacket pocket, taking the opportunity to hitch his trousers over his large stomach. He strolled over to Danilov on the city side of the bridge.
"Floaters are always a nightmare. Hate 'em myself. Looks like this one topped a cell upstream and the body floated down. Enjoy it." He tugged at his moustache. "Another chance to enhance your reputation."
Danilov took a long drag of his cigarette, savouring the bitter tang of the tobacco.
"Thank you, Inspector Meeker. Have you finished?"
He turned back, looking for his new constable in the large crowd that now lined the banks.
"Strachan, come here, will you?"
"It's Strawn," said Meeker. "The CH is silent. But you Russians wouldn't know anything about that, would you?"
The young detective ran up. "Yes, sir." He had a shock of black hair, an eager smile, and eyes that gave away he was half Chinese.
"Strachan," Inspector Danilov emphasised, "go down to the sampans and check if anybody saw anything." "Good luck with that. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, just do evil. That's what this lot believe."
Meeker mimed the actions of the three monkeys, ending with an expansive gesture that took in all the watching Chinese. Inspector Danilov ignored him.
"Go and check them anyway. Somebody may have seen something."
Strawn began to turn away.
"Don't forget to send a man to the pathologist. The morgue is just across Garden Bridge on the other side of the river. Let Dr. Fang know there's a body coming in."
"Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?"
Strawn stood to attention, awaiting any further orders. He was new to the detective squad, and this was his first case.
"Hurry up. We haven't got all day," said Danilov. "The feet feed the wolf, as we say in Minsk."
Yes, sir. Right away."
"I'm off back to Hongqiu for a nice cuppa. Good luck with the floater, Danilov. Rather you than me, eh?"
With a long, pipe-stained chuckle, Meeker twisted his moustache and walked back across the bridge to his own district. Danilov looked down once more at the muddy, murky water eddying around the foundations of the bridge, Inspector Meeker and his jibes already forgotten. His eyes drifted across to the sandbank where the body lay half-submerged, its arms outstretched out to the sides, like Jesus on the cross, he thought. And then the image of a long-forgotten triptych came back to him, its central panel a Jesus with sharp ribs and blood pouring from a wound in his side. He smelt the rich fragrance of incense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?